Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome to the show. This is Sports with Strawberry Ice. I'm your host, Jeff Trenopole. And as always, I'm bringing you sports from a West Side point of view right here in the great city of Cincinnati, Ohio, home of the Cincinnati Reds and the Bengals, who almost won Sunday. Anyway, if you found the show, do me a favor, hit that like and subscribe button. I am up to 635 subscribers. That is awesome, guys. Let's keep it rolling. Now, this show and every show is brought to you by T Properties. T Properties, quality housing for quality people. Check out their website at www.tpropertiesllc.com for all your rental property management needs and your rental needs. Excuse me. I had a tickle in my throat there. All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed the show we did yesterday. First time we ever did it, I did it live with my two of the other admins on Bengals Nation. I had a lot of comments, good times. We are planning on doing that throughout the football season, the day after the Bengals play. So they're playing this Thursday, so we're going to do another show on Friday at 5 o'clock. It'll be posted on, the link will be posted on Sports with Strawberry Ice and Bengals Nation. You got to click on the link, and if you have a YouTube account, then you can get on and you can ask us questions and stuff. So check out the links. I'll be posting them around 5 o'clock on Friday, like I said, on Bengals Nation and on Sports with Strawberry Ice. All right, Joe freaking Burrow had a press conference on, well, about Sunday's game. Now, one thing they asked him, and I didn't realize this, but he was 0-for-5 on deep balls. And Joe was just saying, basically, he's got to do better. He said, if I make two extra plays on Sunday, we win. He's right. I mean, if he hits John Ross in the end zone, now I know some people said that John Ross should have stretched out for it. Yeah, John Ross could have kept a little, did a little, gave a little better effort than that. But Joe missed him. I mean, I love Joe freaking Burrow, but Joe missed him. And Joe even said he missed him. So he's got to do a little better at that. I mean, Joe said, is this what he's accountable. He doesn't blame anybody else. He'll take all the blames. He goes, I played terrible for 3.5 quarters. The last drive, I played up to my standards and almost won the game. Now, that's not cocky. That's just confidence. You know, he played how he thinks he should play in that last drive. And I know we ripped on Bobby Hart, which we did. But the offensive line got better in the second half. I'm just saying, if they could figure this out and give Burrow some time, he's going to tear Cleveland up Thursday. All right, now here's another question. They asked Joe, how much did you benefit from the up-tempo offense? Because it seemed like Joe did a lot better when he started moving faster and getting better. Joe kind of brushed it off. He said, it depends on what the defense is giving us. It determines on how we attack. Joe's just going to kind of deflect. I think he did a lot better in the up-tempo style. But like I said, also the offensive line played a lot better and the whole team played a lot better. Okay, question. This is what we all want to know. When the O-line started playing better, you started playing better. Doesn't that go hand-to-hand? And Joe, as always, not blaming the offensive line. He goes, yeah, it happens on offense and defense. He says, when all 11 guys are playing good, you're going to look good. Which is right. When everybody's on the same page, you know, you're going to look better. Now, I know my buddy Jeremy posted on Bengals Nation the play, and he got a screenshot of where Bobby Hart is blocking nobody. And Joey Bosa is running right by him. That's what Joe freaking Burrow means. Everybody on the same page. They got to be on the same page. You can't be blocking this way when you're supposed to be blocking that way. I don't know what Bobby was doing on that play. All right. This is another interesting quote that Joe had. He said, the quarterback's job is to create plays that aren't there. And to fill the hole. So basically, when nobody's open, you either gotta make something happen by his feet, a screen, or he's gotta get rid of the ball. But he takes it on himself. That's how he looks as being a quarterback. If the play isn't there, then he's got to make a play for his team. Another question they asked, what was the biggest thing you've learned from watching your first NFL game on film? Joe, he said this earlier in the press conference. He said, the game comes down to two or three plays, and I didn't make them, and we lost. He said, I'm focused on making those plays on Thursday. See, I love that. And like I said, two of them that he messed on, the shovel pass, he's not doing that again, I guarantee you. And he missed Ross. The bigger one, I mean, shovel pass, his defense picked him up, so it didn't turn out to be that big of a deal. If he hits Ross, man, we win this game. Okay, now this I love, because you know, the 5 years that the Bengals made the playoffs, we never did good at all in primetime. Never did good. So this is our first primetime game with Joe freaking Burrow. Now, let's see, where is that? He was asked on, you know, playing his first primetime game. And Joe said, nope, he treats it like any other game, same way. If it's Thursday or it's 1 o'clock in the rain on Sunday, every game is the same. And that's the way it should be. And I don't think, I mean, Marvin Lewis and Andy Dalton, they never performed on primetime. I don't know if they put too much pressure on themselves because they're under the lights or what, but we never did good in primetime. So Joe's saying it. We'll find out Thursday. Now, Dave Lapham asked him this question. He said, you've been quoted as saying you love the grind. Do you love the grind on a short week? Joe said, yeah, I'm fired up about it. After Sunday, I'm glad we're playing on Thursday to get the taste out of our mouth and move on to the next week. Joe wants to get this loss over with. He's like, I'm focused on what we did wrong, what we did right, improving upon it, and moving on. And that's all you can do. You can't sit there and dwell on, oh, I did this, oh, I did that, you know. He's like, all right, I missed two or three plays. I make those two or three plays, we win. And that's one thing in his press conference he consistently said, I play a little better, we're going to win. As a team, we play a little better, we're going to win. I got a very good feeling come Thursday. Now, I know everybody's wondering about the kicker. Are they going to cut the kicker? Is the kicker actually hurt? Well, today the Bengals claimed Austin Sherbert, I hope I'm saying his name right, Sherbert, like the ice cream, off waivers from the Browns for the injured Bullock. Now, Sherbert was a fifth-round pick from Oklahoma in the 2019 NFL draft. Now, this is the interesting part. He was cut by the Browns because he missed an extra point he missed two extra points and a field goal in Sunday's loss to the Ravens. So, I know all these Bengals fans, we got to cut Bullock. Well, they haven't cut him. He's hurt. I like I said, if the man's legitimately hurt and he actually hurt himself on the play, you got to give it to him. You can't get mad at him for that. If he got hurt, he actually got hurt. He kicked the 50-yard field goal. He was doing great all the way up to the end of the game. I'm not making excuses for him, but I know everybody said we got to cut him. But does that mean the guy on the street that doesn't have a team is better than the guy you have? So, looks like we're going to find out on Thursday, because I would be surprised if Bullock is actually hurt that he's going to be playing Thursday. All right, as you can see, I'm wearing my red stuff today because I'm like, I'm done with the Reds. I've said that a couple times this year. They keep bringing me back in. The Reds swept, baby, the Pittsburgh Pirates in a doubleheader last night. Tyler Stevenson, he is becoming a really good pinch hitter. He's done it twice now. Well, this one was I'll read it here from Reds.com. Tyler Stevenson hit the second pitch he saw for a two-run walk-off home run. That was game one. Now, I was doing my show with the boys, so I didn't get to watch the whole thing. I did hear the home run. I did hear the call, so that was great. And then I was watching and listening to game two when Reds had the lead. I'm like, they're doing good. This go, he's got two outs. I'm like, all right, we're going to get out of this. And he walked the guy, then, like, Key Bryant, Jackson, two-run homer. I'm like, daggone it, man. We needed one out. Here comes Moose to the rescue, baby. Moose crushed a three-run homer in the fifth for a 9-4 come-from-behind Reds win. It's not over. It's not over. This season is so crazy, it's not over. They've got a shot at getting in this thing. Now, I got an interesting thing one of my buddies was saying about the Reds and what they could do to try to get into the playoffs here. I'll get to that in a minute. But MLB has announced the 2020 postseason schedule for the very first time. The Fall Classic will be played in neutral sites. The NL will play in Arlington, Texas, and in Houston, Texas. Both of them are retractable domes. Arlington's got a brand new stadium. So, I mean, nice venues for the NL. The AL will be playing in San Diego and LA, which I like that because, you know, none of these teams, their fans can be outside or anything to kind of give them a home field advantage. So that's good. I mean, we're doing, you know, obviously because of the pandemic and everything going on. All right. Now here, this is what my buddy Tim Beadle, I mean, him, we discuss Reds all the time. And I think he's got a pretty good idea here and thing that Buddy Bell and the Reds should consider. Okay. He said, do you think the Reds should consider this? Throwing Bauer and Castillo on short rest the remainder of the season. That would have those two starting six of the remaining 11 games. And then if Greg comes off the IL on the 21st, then he could have two starts in the final week. And that would give the Reds having those three guys starting eight of their final 11 games. My opinion, the way things are right now, yes, go for it. Go out with guns blazing. Put those guys in. Bauer wants to pitch on 3 days rest anyway. It's do whatever you can to get in the playoffs and worry about the playoffs later. Yeah, like me and him are talking. You do that, you get in, the guys could be wore out. But right now, what choice do the Reds have? We need all of our horses. We need our best guys in the lineup and our best guys pitching. And right now, Bauer and Castillo are obviously our two best pitchers. And then when Gray comes back, you get those three. Like I said, you have those guys, those three of those guys pitch eight of the 11 final games. That's pretty good. I would say go for it. Like I said, the problem is if you make the playoffs, hopefully they still have arms left that can pitch. But, you know, I don't know. I don't say they don't have another choice, but I say go for it. You're going to try to win this thing. You got to try and win this thing. What do you guys think about that? You can message me right down below. I know there's a lot of stuff going on today. We got a lot of sports going on, and I think we had some pretty good Cincinnati sports. I know people are upset that the Bengals lost, but man, from no preseason, no OTAs, and a rookie quarterback, and everything else, man, and they played against one of the best defenses in football. Come on, I think they did fine. We'll find out Thursday. I can't wait. And the Reds, you swept out the doubleheader. They're still in it. So let's go. These are all things that we can discuss on the Facebook groups that I help run. They are Bengals Nation, Bearcats Country, Reds Country, and Cyclones Country. And I ask you guys to follow me on all my social media platforms. That's Sports with Strawberry Ice. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Now, I know not everybody can watch a almost 15-minute show now on YouTube, but I do have it in podcast form, so check it out. I'm on Podbean, Anchor, Spotify, all of them. Do me a favor, give me a 5-star review. YouTubers, I love it. 635 subscribers, that's great. Let's try to get to 700 as fast as we can. And other than that, it's Tuesday. We got tonight, tomorrow night, and the Bengals are back on. That's awesome. I just hit my camera. That's just sports, baby. See you guys.